And joining us now with her weekly look at New Jersey blogs and community news is Mary Mann. She's with New Jersey News Commons at Montclair State University. Good morning, Mary.
Good morning, David.
Stinging jellyfish in the Barnegat Bay. I guess Sandy didn't somehow wash them all away. According to several reports, they're worse than ever this year?
Yes, they do seem to be worse than ever. One report I read out of Rutgers actually said it might be all the June rain that washed them out of the rivers into the bay, pushing the salinity of the water southward. That's all kind of speculation at this point.
All speculation. I grew up swimming and sailing on the Barnegat Bay, and back then, no jellies, 1970s, 1980s. But now they really affect your decision on whether to walk out into that water or not. The big question, the subject of a three-year study funded by the New Jersey Department of Environmental Protection, is why? Why are they here in such abundance now?
Yes, and we don't know yet, but Paul Bologna, who's an associate professor at Montclair State University and a team of the students, are doing this three-year study, and they're in the second year. They're collecting adult jellies, baby jellies, and water samples, and they're doing it in 16 different spots in the bay. So hopefully they'll have some real information by the end of the third year of this study.
By the end of the third year, and not just why are they here, but more importantly, what can be done about them and the health of the bay in general?
Yeah, one thing Bologna had said preliminarily was these floating docks sometimes are a great place for them to, you know, they asexually reproduce, so the pods attach, and that's a nice place for them to reproduce, and maybe that's something you want to remove from the water.
You say baby jellies, you make them sound so cute, but they really do affect your decision on what to do in and on the water. There have been some other interesting sightings of marine life in the Barnegat Bay this summer. Friends of mine in Ocean Gate found a school of stingrays at the beach just a couple of weeks ago.
Yes, and apparently this happens occasionally on the shore. Ocean Grove had some sightings last year, and when they reported about that, an expert said, "Don't worry about the stingrays. They're more afraid of you than you are of them."
I'm not so sure about that, but go ahead.
Only if you approach them aggressively are they going to react with their venomous barb. But the fact that they have a venomous barb just, I think, is enough to frighten anybody about them.
That's enough for me. And we'll have to watch this space to find out what we learn in this study. There's another year to go still?
Yes, one more year, next summer.
Well, Mary Mann, thanks very much for speaking with us today. Mary Mann is with New Jersey News Commons at Montclair State University.